As Pilicueta's got wisdom to beat in front of him. He's back towards Oscar again. Branding around on the edge of the penalty box is Fabregas. Ball comes in towards Oscar. Diego Costa's got to score. They're looking for an offside decision. Daniel Jacobi screaming at the referee, Lee Mason. The flag stayed down. Costa had all the time in the world to bring that ball down and find the back of the Baggies net. The Baggies players are not happy. They're looking at the linesman, but Costa took all the time that was given to him, made it 1-0. The short corner get cut short, and another shot comes in, and it's gone in. And once again, West Bromwich Albion have been caught short from a corner. They were asleep, and it's Eden Hazard that has put the ball in the net. And to say that West Bromwich Albion were sleeping is being very, very kind to the Baggies. Dear me, don't make it easy for them, for Pete's sake. 2-0 to Chelsea, 2-2 easy.
Just going back to the sending off, do you think it wasn't so much the challenge, but the way he went into the challenge that was the problem?
Yes, it was, yeah. The challenge itself was minimal, really, but the way that he went in, as I say, the rules are that if you leave the ground, then it's regarded that you're out of control. And if you're out of control, there's a danger to an opponent. And I really couldn't see it through all the players. And at halftime, I had a look at it, and I can understand the decision.
Do you think it's something you would appeal against, or do you think that's a waste of time?
No, I don't think we can appeal against it. It's the rules are the rules, and I can understand why that was done.
Moving on, like you said, that first kind of half an hour had all sorts of ups and downs in it. Again, another plus maybe you can say for the performance of Ben Foster today, but for him it might have been a different story altogether.
Yeah, well, that's why he's there. He's had a lot more to do today than probably in any other game. And you know, he's a top goalkeeper, and because he's a top goalkeeper, we kind of expect him to make saves like he made today. And you know, that didn't come as a massive surprise to me. He's capable of doing that.
And now Malumbu in the squad today, what was the thinking behind that?
He only came back to train with us yesterday. He's been away, he's had two international games, including one later than everybody else. He's travelled all the way back from Africa. He wasn't here for the work that we did on Wednesday and Thursday. So it was quite simply a case of him not being prepared for this game in the way that everybody else was.